We're seeing pastors burn out or intentionally quit left, right, and center. A lot of good people are saying, actually, I just can't hack this anymore. You know, really good people. And the heartbreak for me is I totally get where they're coming from because I feel the pain of that. I'm not above that or anything. I feel that. But the heartache for me is I think a good number of those guys who are quitting, actually, if they had had a coach earlier on in the process, in the change, in the transition, would be in a different place right now.
Welcome to season 2 of the Gospel Coach Podcast. Our aim in these podcasts is to empower you, the Gospel Coach, in ongoing ministry of the gospel through coaching others. We'll share examples of our own learned experiences, as well as invite different guest coaches to share what they are utilizing to advance the gospel with their coachees around the globe. I'm your host, Jim Moon Jr., alongside the pioneer of gospel coaching and founder and president of CMM, Dr. Tom Wood. Tom began gospel coaching and creating the cross conversation model more than 15 years ago and began training other gospel coaches in the USA in 2009. And since then, it's spread from Atlanta to the nations around the globe. Not only coaching, but training gospel coach trainers. Be sure to listen to the other amazing conversations and helpful reminders from season 1. So now we continue with more important topics for your coaching ministry and cross-pollinating ideas and insights in gospel coaching practices from other regions.
All right. Hey, we have a good friend with us and a gospel coaching trainer from the UK. He's with us today, Matt Waldock, married to Jackie. They have one son, Reuben. They live in Manchester, England, northern England. It's a cold island. He's one of the lead pastors there at City Church. Great church, wonderful community, and planting churches around northern England together. And we have him in our offices today because he's here in the U.S. For the U.K. Partnership for Church Planting and Vitality. It's a unique partnership of churches in the USA who are interested in action-oriented causes to raise funding for new church plants around the UK. But it's more than just money, I think. They come and learn. Matt, they come and learn from your church, how ministry's done in a post-everything culture that you're seeing more than we do. You've just finished that up, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So you're here for that?
Yeah, just finished. Drove from Charlotte to Atlanta today.
Yeah.
It was a great conference.
It's great. Great to have you in our offices. It's great to see you again. A good friend, like I said, we've known each other for several years now. And one of our trainers now that's helping in the UK. So, Jim, we're going to have a conversation with Matt today. And what do we want to co-learn today from our conversation?
Well, Matt can talk about a lot of things. Maybe you could just give us a quick overview of what's going on with gospel coaching in the UK. Currently, we'll go back to the backstory after that. So what's going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, where do I start with that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's great to be here. I call this place, as you know, Gospel Disneyland. And I'm just waiting for the hat and the t-shirt. So I'm just putting that out there.
That's that's in production. Yeah, we're working on that.
Good.
We'll be in our merch department later. Yeah.
Well, on the coaching kind of version of Euro Disney on that one, loads is going on in the UK in terms of gospel coaching. I guess we've been going about 4 years working with CMM, and recently, like only this year, we've had 3 courses, foundation courses, to train UK pastors so that they are ready and able and equipped to coach planters and other experienced pastors in the field. We've got 15 coaches who are trained. We've got another, I think, 45, 47 in total who are either trained or in the pipeline, in the process of being trained And that's all in 4 years, which is remarkable. I am finding myself regularly being asked, what is gospel coaching and can I have one?
That's great.
So even over the conference, though, we've just been in Charlotte, one UK planter said to me, I want a coach. Can you help me find one in the UK? And I got an email from another kind of church planter from the UK, no idea about any of this conversation, that was away in the US talking about gospel coaching, saying, actually, I've heard about gospel coaching. I want in. I need a coach. So there's a real growing momentum in the UK. So I'm excited about that, terrified as well in terms of what does it mean to kind of, you know, meet the growing need, but very, very excited.
Yeah. Well, can you say a little bit about why there's such a need for gospel coaching in the UK? 4 years ago, you'd never heard of it. We'll get to that backstory in a minute.
But yeah.
What's the need? How do you describe that?
Well, the need is immense everywhere. I totally recognize that. Speaking from a UK context, the need feels overwhelming. I think a lot of people have recognized COVID hasn't necessarily started anything, but it has accelerated all of the changes and trends that were already in play. And whereas we kind of hoped that when things went relatively back to normal, we could resume where we left off, that is just not the case at all. I think myself and a lot of guys are realizing that the pace of change is faster than we've ever experienced it. And you can't just go back to the old ways.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just, you know, build a good mission plan, a good strategy for the church, and then roll it out over the next 10 years, just kind of like on a 10x growth curve. It just doesn't work like that. I don't know if it ever worked like that, but it really doesn't work like that now. It's all about things are changing at such a fast pace that planters and pastors are having to continually adapt, be agile, try new things. They don't work, they need to bounce, pick things up, go again. And that's hard. It's hard to do, it's time consuming, it leads to a lot of senses of being overwhelmed, not knowing what to do, that leads to anxiety, and chronic anxiety eventually leads to burnout, which is why in a UK scene, we're seeing lots of pastors actually kind of raise the flag and say, I'm out, I can't do this anymore. We're seeing pastors burn out or intentionally quit left, right, and center. A lot of good people are saying, actually, I just can't hack this anymore. And, you know, really good people. And the heartbreak for me is I totally get where they're coming from because I feel the pain of that. I'm not above that or anything. I feel that. But the heartache for me is I think a good number of those guys who are quitting, actually, if they had had a coach earlier on in the process, in the change, in the transition, would be in a different place right now. And so for me, that is both the need and the potential impact of gospel coaching in the UK. We need it to survive.
Yeah, we talk about in one of the pitfalls of leadership is the loneliness factor, right?
Yeah.
The aloneness factor. And perhaps, I don't know these guys you're talking about, but perhaps that aloneness factor is one of the killers, right? Just taking them out. It's the brutality of the last couple of years in ministry has been harder than and more complex and different than any of us have ever experienced before.
Yeah.
None of us.
Yeah, yeah.
My generation, your generation. Yeah. And so being alone in that battle, and not having anybody to talk to or to have somebody speak into their life to remind them of gospel truth, gospel realities, gospel hope.
Absolutely.
In the midst of it has been a killer, isn't it?
Yeah, I completely agree. What we're seeing is a lot of pastors, planters in the UK, they are fatigued. You know, after the last 2.5 years, they're absolutely exhausted. And now they're having to rethink the way they do ministry and make a lot of really hard decisions. The expectations are are either exactly the same, the perceived expectations are the same, or they're higher for that kind of continual growth, continual development, continual trajectory for one success to the next. That combination of those three things together is absolutely brutal. And you're absolutely right, Tom. When you are on your own and you lose perspective, and when you lose perspective, that's when you get overwhelmed. That's when you start getting into unhelpful patterns, behaviors, thought cycles, coping mechanisms, whatsoever.
Yeah. I don't know if this is true in your church, and you may or may not even want to speak about your own particular church, but many of the guys that I'm working with right now that have gone through COVID, post-COVID, dealing with churches, what they're experiencing from their congregations is almost like an agitation still left over of the people. And people are a little bit more vocal in their unhappiness and angst about, you know. And then the other side of the coin, I'm hearing that, the other side of the coin is because people were now accustomed to not going to church, the average attendance in the U.S. church now is one time per month.
Wow.
And these pastors are like, we don't even know who's, every Sunday it's a different congregation.
Yeah. It totally resonates with me. I was saying to my co-pastor, Ralph, that it often feels like we're not running a church, we're running a conference once a week. You know, different group of people coming in for some Bible teaching. And that's hard. It's hard to look out on a Sunday and see a whole fresh new group of faces that were different to the week before. It's a challenge that you're seeing in the US, we're seeing in the UK, that lack of consistency with attendance, that lack of commitment to serving. Everyone's finding it hard to get volunteers. It's discouraging, you know, frankly. And the problem is, pastor's response to that is, I need to work harder. I need to move faster. I need to do more and more and more. And that is the voice of loss of perspective when you are ministering in a vacuum on your own. That's the voice in your head. And that's why coaching is essential for someone outside of your situation to be able to say, is that actually true? Because no one else is going to tell you that. Everyone else is going to be saying, just as you said, yeah, pastor, you need to work harder or faster. You know, the reason that this isn't working is because you're not wise enough, experienced enough, you know, skilled enough. And that's A, not true, and B, crushing unless it's challenged.
CMM is in the church vitality business. They work in four spheres. One of the spheres is with individuals through gospel coaching. CMM's professional team of coaches are deeply invested in the lives of the leaders they coach. They also partner with missionally aligned national and global networks or church ecosystems by providing gospel coach training that produces both indigenous coaches and gospel coaching trainers. If you have not been gospel coached, you are invited to contact them at cmmnet.org. and they can connect you with one of their seasoned veterans. If you are part of a church ecosystem, CMM wants you to know that they can help you prepare both coaches and gospel coach trainers so you can raise up the new generation of coaches that are needed to grow healthy, reproducing churches in your network, region, or country. Again, you can contact CMM on their website at cmmnet.org.
So you're trained as a gospel coach, right?
Allegedly.
Well, being the ones that trained you, you're trained. So here's my question. How has it been beneficial to you to have a gospel coach in that difficult scenario that you've just described for the whole context? I'm curious if this is also in reality.
Well, it's totally me. I feel this. You know, I am that person who struggles under those false narratives. I got a coach pretty much 2 weeks before the first lockdown in the UK for COVID. And I can honestly say that coaching relationship that I have has been a lifeline through the last 2.5 years. You know, I literally didn't know where I would be. Having an older, more experienced, wiser pastor who's not in my situation, has no idea who the people that I work with, that freedom to be able to share what's going on, open and honest, and knowing it's not going to get back to anyone, but also having someone who gets it and who can actually encourage and challenge and point me back to the truth of who I am in Christ. I mean, that's just a lifeline, just a lifeline. I don't know where I would get that encouragement outside of that coaching relationship.
That's great. So you've learned how to do this with others. What has your coach done with you to get you focused on the gospel? You know our training paradigm.
You're
speaking to other gospel coaches. Like, what's been really key that your coach has taken you to? What kind of things do you?
Well, this is a simple answer for a kind of wonderfully profound thing, but my coach just keeps on taking me back to Jesus.
Amen. That's what I was looking for.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about how this is going on and I'm feeling this and this has kind of blindsided me, or I'm feeling overwhelmed with this. And actually, he's just bringing me back to, who is Jesus Christ? You know, what does he think of you? You know, what does he think of the efforts that you're doing? What do you know about him that brings comfort and joy in the face of the chaos of what you're going through? And that it's just like lifting your chin just above the waterline so you can breathe again. That's what my coach does, and that's what I need.
Yeah. And now, what's it like for you to be able to do that for other guys that you're coaching, having experienced it and benefited?
Well, I think it's a few years ago, if I was put in a situation where I was kind of talking to someone else who was in ministry having a hard time, my instinct would have been, well, you should do A, B, C, and D. You know, it's like take 2 paracetamol, get some sleep, come back, let's see how that goes. Now, having been coached in a different model, actually, all of that stuff is useful. You know, I'm not saying there isn't a place for that. It's useful stuff. But actually, really, what I'm wanting to get to is, where's the person that I'm coaching up to in terms of their enjoyment of Christ? And where can we go in this conversation that is going to pique their affection again for the Lord Jesus? You know, and we'll talk about strategy. We'll talk about practicalities. Yeah, we'll do that. But actually, that's where the meat of the conversation is, and that is a total game changer from previous to coming alongside the CMM model.
But you still get to. I mean, they still have an objective they want to get to, right? Or they're still.
Oh, we just forget about. No. Yeah, we still talk about that, but the context in which we're talking about that, the motivation for that is different.
Right.
It's never, here's the objective, so just try harder, do more, skill up. Right. Actually, from who we are in Christ, from who he is for us today, now let's talk about moving towards the objective and making hard choices and hard decisions. Yeah. So the conversation is incredibly practical and very concrete, but actually the heartbeat, the engine, whatever you want to call it, very just very different.
Yeah, because we say, I mean, one of our common themes is that every issue they bring to you, you know, has got this heart component related to it. There's some thing that they're after. What are they really after?
Yeah.
And we want to be able to tap that out of them and help them see that what it is they're really after, because we're after heart transformation. Mm-hmm. Somebody had a criticism about gospel coaching and said, well, it's not really pure coaching because you guys have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And coaches don't have agendas. The client sets the agenda, and a coach should never have an agenda for a person. How would you see what you're doing then as you're having an agenda?
Yeah. I mean, I hear that. I guess I don't recognize that paradigm as coaching. If you think of sports coaching, coaches very much have an agenda, whether it's to win the next game or to ensure that the player that they're working with hits their potential. They're always wanting to move the needle. You know, there's a purpose behind this. And as believers, actually the purpose that we're working to, you know, is an awesome, glorious purpose. You know, leading that person to being the person that God has made them to be, whether it's leading their church, leading their families, leading in their marriage, we're wanting things to move forward in that direction, knowing that God is good. So I would say actually to have no agenda is not only unreasonable, but actually too low a standard for Christians.
That's good. Yeah. Guilty as charged then, huh? We do have an agenda.
That's right. That was my answer.
Yes, I do have an agenda. His name is Jesus.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we as Christians, especially about the gospel, is to refresh people in that, to renew their minds and to help them, you know, find hope in the Lord Jesus. So, man, it's so good. We're gonna ask you back. While we've got you in the U.S., we're gonna make sure we get some more time with you, and we'll have you at another one of our sessions. But thank you so much for being here, and thank you again. Thank you for all you're doing in the U.K., being one of the trainers and leadership that you're taking over there in this movement. We say that. That gospel coaching is spreading because the gospel is spreading.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to spread, right?
The gospel. Well, amen. And just to say thank you to you, Tom, and you, Jim, for your investment in the gospel, in the church, in the UK. You guys have come alongside us and have just poured yourselves out for us. And in every sense of, you know, partnership, as it's written in the New Testament, we experience that from you guys and are immensely thankful to God for it. Say thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, really appreciate you being here, Matt. See you next time. Thank you for joining us. Remember, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment or a story to share, send us a note via gospelcoachnetwork@gmail.com.